man becomes preeminent, he is expected to have enthusiasms. What are mine?
Movies, film, cinema. Every genre, every era. I grew up with films, learning their vocabulary, their grammar, their culture, like a bilingual child. My parents spoke cinema to each other and to us. Westerns, comedies, gangster movies. I watched them all. The grainy noir giving way to Technicolor. Each generation of filmmakers building on the lexicon of their predecessors. At some point I learned to recognise actors, first by face and then name, and know which qualities to expect from the characters they played. And then directors and composers and, shamefully, last of all, the writers and cinematographers. I caught every classic or cult movie I could. I watched and rewatched. As I grew up, my passion for films never left me, and some became lifelong favourites. To me, as a student in the 1980s, spending every weekend catching every new and old movie I could, a new film by De Palma, written by Mamet and scored by Morricone, with Costner and Connery playing against De Niro, was like a flame to a moth. I skipped an evening of my final exam revision to see it. Its echoes of older directors thrilled me. It looked and sounded beautiful. Its story gripped. It may have been filmed in Chicago, but it took place in the world of cinema, where good men risked all to fight against evil, culminating in a guns-blazing psychomania on the railway station steps.
I do not approve of your methods.
Yeah? Well, you're not from Chicago.